Hey everybody, welcome to March 26th. It's almost April already, and I want to tell you how proud I am and how thankful I am that you have chosen to do Pray Today with us this far. So we're going to talk about Colossians chapter 3 a little bit today, and I want to go to the 17th verse first, and it says this: "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." And then I want to read to you the 23rd verse, jumping down a few verses. It says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." So looking at both of these verses, they both start with "whatever you do." Verse 17 said, "whatever you do in word or deed." So whatever you say and whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord and do it in a thankful way. And then it talks in verse 23 about our whatever we do, work at it with our heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And I love that both of these start with "whatever you do." So here's what I want you to think about today. Going into today, whatever I do, every word, every action, I'm going to say it for the Lord and with thanksgiving. Whatever work I do, no matter how mundane it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how challenging it is, no matter if we want to do it or if we don't want to do it, whether it's our responsibility or someone else's responsibility, let's go into today with hearts of immense thanksgiving. Let's remember that we will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Now, for some people, that word inheritance can make us feel really good, or it can make us feel really bad. And a lot of that has to do with our experience with that word inheritance. I want you to think about this, though. You serve a God who wants to shower you with His blessings simply because you're His child. So just because you are in the position of a beloved child, you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. But the Bible makes very clear that we store up these treasures, that we will never get to heaven by being good or being nice or being friendly or giving things to the poor or any of those things. Those things are expected of us, though, as followers of Christ. So it is an understanding that once you give your heart to Christ, it no longer becomes about you. It's about others. And so today, let's pray about in everything we do, whatever we do, words, actions, work, daily duties, that we do them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray about that. Father, there are people who are hearing this today who have difficult days ahead of them. And Lord, they feel that, they know that. There are some that have fairly easy days ahead and they don't even know what their day will bring. For some of us, Lord, we will have a combination of difficult times and pleasant times. But Lord, what my prayer is for myself and for my friends hearing this today is that whatever we do today, every word we speak, every action we take, whatever we do it in your name and with thanks, understanding that as we follow you, you will reward us, not because you do that because we're good, but you want to heap blessings on your children who are obedient to you. Thank you that we don't have to work for our salvation. Thank you that you have given us that freely. And Lord, we just ask that we would make you proud today. May we look back at the end of today and say, I feel I may have made the Lord proud today. God, we thank you for your generosity to us. Thank you for the inheritance that you have waiting for us. In the meantime, Lord, we're going to simply keep our eyes fixed on you. In Jesus' name, amen.